Well, Steve Rowe, welcome to Travel Writers Radio. You're up in Kakadu, and it's because of A Taste of Kakadu. It's a interactive food festival, at least 50,000 years in the making. That's a great line, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Graham. Look, it's really exciting. This is the inaugural event, and as the tagline says, it has been 50,000 years in the making, because Kakadu has been inhabited for 50,000 years by Aboriginal people, and over that time they've interacted with the environment to produce some really amazing and unique foods, and we're celebrating those in this festival, which runs from 10 days starting this Friday.
Yeah, well, we have lots of festivals. Obviously, we cover food, wine and travel here on Travel Writers Radio. So there's festivals coming out of our ears. I think Noosa's got one coming up, and there's a few in Victoria. But something from your part of the world is a little bit different. So I gather that it's obviously got a heavy Indigenous focus. Does that mean that you're eating the old ancient barramundi, and I suppose the croc might get served up as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. So there are, I mean, food's a big part of tourism now, and there are food events all around the world, and there's obviously lots in Australia, but this one's unique in the sense that, as we just said before, it's celebrating 50,000 years of a particular cuisine, and Indigenous is the absolute theme. Every aspect of the 70 odd events that we're having over 10 days is Indigenous themed, and we're definitely doing a barramundi cook up in a ground oven. We're eating buffalo in a ground oven, magpie goose. We're doing foraging events with traditional owners, so people have the opportunity to go out and catch turtle and dig up yams and all that sort of stuff, and then be involved in the preparation and the cooking of all these local foods.
So I guess for non-Indigenous people, this would be an opportunity to try some of the foods that only they are allowed to hunt.
Absolutely. The normal visitor coming here wouldn't have that much of an opportunity to try this different sort of food. So it is a unique opportunity, and we're hoping that people really, really get involved because they're quite sort of specialised events, and in sometimes sort of quite special areas we're pre-booking, and already we're seeing great booking numbers coming through. So there's obviously a huge amount of interest in this, which is exciting, and it's also a reflection of the increasing interest in cultural tourism, particularly with an Indigenous focus here in Australia. Mm.
Well, I guess we're coming to the event a little bit late because we only just heard about it, but maybe for next year people who are looking to go will get a bit of an idea as to what they could expect from this event. Now, position it for me. Would people fly into Darwin for this and then drive down to Kakadu?
Yep, that's right. So, I mean, we do get some people doing a big long drive, you know, the grey nomad thing, but most people fly into Darwin. You know, there's direct flights, obviously, from all the capital cities. And then it's a bit over 2 hours drive out to the main town in Kakadu, which is Jabiru, which is where a lot of the hotels are, and all the events we're doing are within about 20 minutes of Jabiru. So, yep, fly up to Darwin, jump in the car, head out, spend a few days out at Kakadu, and there's some, you know, 3-4-star hotels, and so you can have a really nice sleep at night, but do some really sort of adventurous things during the day.
No, it sounds great. How many people are you expecting, Steve?
Look, we would normally this year probably get about 10,000 visitors. We expect to have more that's for May. We expect to have more for this May because of this event. But I would imagine there would be probably 2,000 or 3,000 people in some respect interacting with the event, because we've just got so much on over the 10 days.
Now, I notice you've got here some celebrity chefs, and I think they're all Indigenous, aren't they?
That's right.
Tell us about them.
Well, there's Sharon Windsor, and we're working with her. Actually, one of the most exciting things we're doing at the event is launching a new food product, and that's working with a woman by the name of Kylie Bradford. And so she's working with an Indigenous person here to launch the event. But there's also Sharon Windsor, who is quite a well-known Indigenous chef. So Sharon works for a company called Indigi-Earth, and that's 100% Indigenous owned, works in the wine country out of New South Wales. We're also working with a really interesting business called Fervor. Now, Fervor have a really high-end mobile food truck, and they do sort of 10-course degustation type things, but they spend 2 days foraging with the traditional owners beforehand and then weave the local produce into their food. Now, Fervor are based in Perth, and they're driving all the way from, I think it's Kununurra, in the next couple of days to come out to Kakadu for that.
Okay.
And we've got a really sort of amazing secret location for this event, and that's sold out in about 3 days. So that's all booked up, unfortunately, but next year. And there's another bloke by the name of Zach Green.
Yeah, I saw his name. What's he do?
He's an Indigenous guy, and his real focus is fully native food. So less of a hybrid, but he's a really good presenter. He was just in Darwin for the Territory Taste Festival, and he's another chef that does both catering as well as selling his own produce as well.
So do you expect any international visitors?
Any international?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So about sort of a bit under 20% of our visitors are international, primarily from Europe and the US. We're increasingly seeing Asian visitation. So, look, this particular year, will it increase international visitation? Probably slightly, as people in the surrounding areas think, oh, I'm just going to pop out to Kakadu. But over the next few years, we think this will get more and more interest amongst the international market. We've got Tourism Australia helping us promote it. So this year, we'll probably see a bit of an increase in international visitors, but this is more of a sort of medium-term thing to help raise the awareness of Kakadu internationally.
So you are committed, or the federal government is committed to running this event for some period, yeah?
Absolutely. So, I mean, it sort of lives up to what our core values are. So we're employing a lot of local Indigenous people to help out with the different events. So we're providing Indigenous employment, Indigenous training, we're supporting Indigenous businesses, but it's also increasing the number of tourists coming in. What is the shoulder season? So May isn't the busiest month. People really start coming sort of late June through to September. So we're both supporting Indigenous business, Indigenous employment, but also boosting visitation to, you know, one of Australia's most treasured national parks, which sort of helps with Indigenous income as well, because about 38% of each ticket that people buy to come into the national park goes towards the traditional owners.
Steve, are there vacancies for anything up there? If someone on a whim decides, well, I'm into it, I'm going to jump a jet and head up to Darwin.
Absolutely. Yep. The only event that has sold out is this Fervor one that I was talking about, which is on the 20th of May, Saturday night. But like I said, there's 70-odd events, and none of the others have fully booked out, because we've got some of them that just don't have a ceiling, you know, as many people can turn up as they like, and others we've got a limit of about 100 people.
And
so
accommodation?
There's still space if anyone at the last minute decides to come up.
Accommodation?
Here. Accommodation, it's getting tight, but the occupancy isn't 100% yet.
Well,
so absolutely, there's flights available, rooms available.
All right.
So nothing stopping anyone from
coming. Okay, so folks, if you're interested in going to A Taste of Kakadu, is there a website people can go to, Steve?
Yep, if they go to the Parks Australia website, which is parksaustralia.gov.au, and then go to the Kakadu section, or if they just jump into Google and type in Taste of Kakadu, it'll pop up number one in the Google search.
Sounds great. Steve Rowe, thank you very much for your time, and I wish you great success with the event.
My pleasure. Thanks, Graham. Cheers.